Chapter 5, The Unknown Hour. The second evidence the rapture takes place prior to the seven-year tribulation is in the unknown hour. As we've already seen, the pre-trib rapture is imminent, it can happen at any time, there's no prophetic event that needs to occur before it can take place. We also saw the Apostle Paul comforting and reassuring the Thessalonica church to not worry about being in the seven-year tribulation or missing the rapture because the rapture occurs before the day of the Lord, which occurs during the seven-year tribulation. Therefore, since that day obviously hasn't happened yet, and it happens during the seven-year tribulation and the rapture happens before that, the rapture could happen at any time. It's imminent, thus we need to be ready at all times. This is why the scripture tells us repeatedly to be waiting, expecting, being patient, alert, living self-controlled lives, in light of this imminent event.
Philippians 3:20. But our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:4. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. 1 Thessalonians 1:10. And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath. 1 Timothy 6:14. To keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. James 5:8. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. 1 Thessalonians 5:6. So then, let us not be like others, who are asleep, but let us be alert and self-controlled. Titus 2:13. While we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Revelation 3:3. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard, obey it, and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you.
These verses clearly indicate that Jesus' arrival will occur when nobody expects it. You always need to be ready. When it happens, it's going to be sudden, surprising, and at an unknown time. In fact, that's what the word rapture implies, to remove suddenly or a sudden snatching or a sudden catching away, to seize, to carry off. It's a surprising quick departure. Again, that's why the Bible repeatedly says, be ready. Don't goof off, don't get lazy, and make sure you're really saved in the first place. This is not a game. You don't want to miss the sudden departure or sudden snatching away. This is also why the rapture and the second coming are two distinct events. The rapture could happen at any moment with no prophetic signs needing to happen before its fulfillment. However, the second coming of Jesus is clearly preceded by many events, which occur during the seven-year tribulation. Such as the rise of the Antichrist. Revelation 12:13 17 and Zechariah 13:7 9. A treaty with Israel. Daniel 9:27. The rebuilding of the Jewish temple. Matthew 24:15, 2 Thessalonians 2:3-4 and Revelation 11:1-2. The plagues and judgments and persecutions destroying most of the world's population. Revelation 6:18. All these events and many more occur during the seven-year tribulation. All precede the second coming, which means a second coming, unlike the rapture, can become a calculated event if you're in the seven-year tribulation. For instance, in Revelation 12:6 we see that the Jewish people will have to wait upon the Lord for 1260 days, starting when the Antichrist stands in the temple of God and declares himself to be God as mentioned in 2 Thessalonians 2:4.
Revelation 12:6. The woman fled into the desert to a place prepared for her by God, where she might be taken care of for 1260 days. 2 Thessalonians 2:4. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God.
This event will take place at the midway point of the seven-year tribulation. It's called the Abomination of Desolation.
Daniel 9:27. He will confirm a covenant with many for 1:7. In the middle of the seven he will put an end to sacrifice and offering. And on a wing of the temple he will set up an abomination that causes desolation, until the end that is decreed is poured out on him.
When the Jewish people flee into the wilderness, they know that all they have to do is wait out those 1260 days. They're at the halfway point.
Matthew 24:15-16. So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains.
So as you can see, the second coming clearly becomes a calculated known event. Furthermore, some would even say you could predict the general time frame of the second coming as far back as the beginning of the 7-year tribulation when the Antichrist makes a treaty or covenant with the nation of Israel already mentioned in Daniel 9:27. The tribulation period is a 7-year period, the final week of Daniel's 70th week prophecy, so just add another 1260 days for the first half to the already mentioned second half, which was calculated as 1260 days, and you get a total of 2520 days for the whole thing. But wait a second. Doesn't this create a contradiction in Scripture? I thought Jesus said when referring to his second coming in Matthew 24 that no one would know the day or hour of his second coming.
Matthew 24:36. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Matthew 24:42. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. Matthew 24:44. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Matthew 24:50. The master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him and at an hour he is not aware of. Matthew 25:13. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour.
All of these verses are talking about the second coming of Jesus, so which is it? Will we know when his second coming happens or not? Well, first of all, the events mentioned in Matthew 24, wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, pestilences, signs in the sky, abomination of desolation, martyrdom, etc., as signs of his coming are meant just for that. They are signs for those in the 7-year tribulation to know when he was coming back. Jesus gave those signs in response to the disciples' question to him, "Tell us when this will happen and what will be the sign of your coming." These signs do indeed give them the ability to know the general time period of the beginning of the second coming, with the sign of the Son of Man. But they do not give them the exact day or hour of the remaining events that follow the second coming, that is, the actual establishing of the kingdom and judgment. One researcher puts it this way.
The time period of the second coming will be known, it has to be known. It has to be known because of all the sequence of events. The abomination of desolation will be an historical event. The tremendous worldwide conflicts, the wars, the rumors of wars, the nation rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom, the famines, the pestilences. The descriptions of Revelation 6-18, where the fresh water is devastated. And the salt water is devastated, and the sea is turned to blood. And where the day is set off its normal cycle, and daylight is shortened, and there's a greater amount of darkness. And all of those events that are very observable will indicate that it is the general period, and the general time of the second coming. But the day and the hour will not be known. That will come with suddenness in an unexpected way. We know that the coming of the Son of Man is immediately after the tribulation. But how immediately the establishment of the kingdom and judgment that follows, we don't know. To approach it another way, remember this. That both Daniel in the Old Testament and John in the New Testament writing in Revelation tell us that the Great Tribulation, the second half of the 7-year tribulation, is a period of 3.5 years, 42 months, 1260 days. We find that in Daniel 7:25, 9:27, and 12-7. We find it in Revelation 11 verses 2 and 3, in Revelation chapter 12 verse 14, and Revelation 13 verse 5. So, there are all those indicators, very clearly, that say the second half is a 3.5 year period. It starts with the abomination of desolation in verse 15, the Antichrist setting up his self-worship. So that's very observable. Immediately after, says verse 29, comes the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Now, how immediately after he comes and establishes his kingdom, we don't know. There's some latitude in that. There's a period of time in there. Daniel gives us a hint of this latitude because in Daniel 12:11, where he speaks of a period of testing and tribulation, after the abomination of desolation, the halfway point of the seven-year tribulation, of 1,290 days, he adds another 30 days on the end. And then in Daniel 12:12, he speaks of 1,335 days, he adds another 45, making a total of 75 days. So Daniel sees a three-and-a-half-year period, 42 months, 1,260 days, and then he sees another period, which is not described as to its content of 75 days. It's at least a 75-day interval we see, but it might even be more than that. We don't really know because we don't know specifically to what Daniel refers. But there's a time period in there that is undefined, therefore, there will be all these signs leading up to the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, the beginning of his coming, and then some time following that, Jesus will establish his kingdom and judge. No man knows that. It is hidden from men probably because they would dawdle themselves away thinking that in that last and final moment they might take the steps to make things right just in the nick of time. Therefore God doesn't tell them the exact day or hour.
So the people who are in the seven-year tribulation will have signs to give them the ability to know the sign of the Son of Man, the beginning of the second coming, but they will not know the exact day or hour of the remaining events that follow the second coming, the actual establishing of Jesus' kingdom and judgment. No contradiction there at all. Either way, the point is this. The second coming, the beginning of it, can become a calculated event if you're in the seven-year tribulation. Yet the rapture remains an unknown event only if it takes place prior to the seven-year tribulation. Once a person is in the seven-year tribulation, events become calculable. Therefore, the only way for these two viewpoints to be true, a known event, the sign of the Son of Man, the beginning part of Jesus' second coming, and an unknown event, the rapture of the church, is to separate these two distinct events. 1. The rapture of the church, which comes before the seven-year tribulation at an unknown time, and 2. The second coming of Jesus, which takes place at the end of the seven-year tribulation, a known time. This is why the scripture clearly presents the rapture and the second coming as two distinct events. Here are just 20 differences. The rapture, Christ comes in the air. The second coming, Christ comes to earth. The rapture, Christ comes for his saints. The second coming, Christ comes with his saints. The rapture, believers are taken away. The second coming, unbelievers are taken away. The rapture, Christ claims his bride. The second coming, Christ comes with his bride. The rapture, Christ gathers his own. The second coming, angels gather the elect. The rapture, Christ comes to reward. The second coming, Christ comes to judge. The rapture, there are no signs. It is imminent. The second coming, many signs precede it. The rapture, revealed only in the New Testament. The second coming, revealed in both the Old and New Testaments. The rapture, is a mystery. The second coming, was foretold. The rapture, the Mount of Olives is unchanged. The second coming, the Mount of Olives is divided. The rapture, it is a time of blessing and comfort. The second coming, it is a time of destruction and judgment. The rapture, involves believers only. The second coming, involves both Israel and the Gentile nations. The rapture, will occur in a moment, in the blink of an eye. The second coming, will be visible to the entire world. The rapture, tribulation begins. The second coming, millennium begins. The rapture, the Lord take believers to heaven. The second coming, believers return from heaven. The rapture, living believers obtain glorified bodies. The second coming, elect remain in the same bodies. The rapture, believers for to the Father's house. The second coming, the elect stay on earth. The rapture, Satan remains free. The second coming, Satan is bound. The rapture, the false prophet and the Antichrist are at large. The second coming, the false prophet and the Antichrist are thrown into the lake of fire. The rapture, unbelievers remain on earth. The second coming, unbelievers go to hell. So as you can see, the rapture and the second coming are clearly two distinct separate events. One is known and the other is unknown, and thus they must happen at different times. The rapture could happen at any moment without warning. The second coming is preceded by many signs and can be calculated. Only the pre-trib position allows for the rapture to remain an unknown hour. Remember, if I find myself in the seven-year tribulation, then the unknown event becomes a known event because I can calculate it, based on the signs given during that seven-year period. This is precisely what the other positions on the rapture do. For instance, if I believe the rapture was going to occur at the midway point of the seven-year tribulation, the mid-trib position, or three-quarters the way through the tribulation, the pre-wrath position, or all the way to the end with the post-trib position, then the rapture becomes a known event. Just like the nation of Israel, to whom Matthew 24 is addressed, now all I have to do is pay attention to all the signs that take place during the seven-year tribulation that's mentioned in the book of Revelation, Matthew 24 and elsewhere, like the seal judgments, the trumpet judgments, the bull judgments, the Antichrist, all that stuff, and calculate accordingly. All of those positions destroy the possibility for the rapture to be an unknown event. Therefore, the rapture has to occur before the seven-year tribulation and its 7 years of signs to calculate the event. If you're in it, you can calculate it. The pre-trib position is the only position that says there is no heads up warning, and thus you better get ready and be ready at all times. It cannot be known. Be ready now.